Welcome to Amplify Love, the podcast where we explore the heart of personal growth, manifestation, higher consciousness, and so much more. I am Natalia Love, your spiritual mama bear, here to guide you and empower you. I'm here to provide you with the tools to rise up, tap into your true calling, and follow your heart. Join me on this sacred adventure as we unlock your limitless potential and amplify the love within you, starting now.
Welcome back to Amplify Love Podcast with yours truly, Natalia Love Angelou. I'm so grateful that you're here today, tuning in, opening up your heart, and sharing this sacred space with me. So today, we're going to dive deep into the magic of the spring equinox, a powerful time of balance, renewal, and stepping into the next chapter of our becoming. Spring invites us to expand, to awaken, and to align with the cycles of nature as we grow into who we are meant to be. So let's take a deep breath together. Inhale that fresh, vibrant energy of spring, and exhale anything that's ready to be released. Let it all out. The spring equinox is a time of equal day and night, representing the dance between light and dark. What do we want to release and what do we want to bring forth into our life? Remember, it's about the sacred pause where the earth whispers, what do you desire to expand today? So for me, I ask myself this question every single day. Where do I want to expand in my business, in my friendships, in my health, my wealth? And yes, always expanding in the wealth because we are worthy of abundance in every form. And that's what spring energy is all about. And after I ask, I take one inspired action, a simple soul-aligned step that shifts me into the expansion energy. So remember, expansion isn't just about big leaps. It's about the small, sacred steps we take daily that align us with the life we're creating. But this isn't just any new season. It's a new timeline beginning. So the energy of spring is raw, fresh and filled with new codes for us to truly embody. It's a powerful portal where we can always let go of the old stagnant energy, past limitations, outdated beliefs, and step into the quantum field of possibilities. Remember that stepping into the best version of yourself means to step into your authenticity and the quantum field of all things possible. So this right now is a time to rise up, to quantum jump, and to allow yourself to feel all those feelings. Allow yourself to see the darkness and see what is this darkness teaching you and why is this happening. Remember, every single challenge is an opportunity for you to let go and to release what no longer serves you and to grow. So view all those things that happened to you, all the past, all the shadows as winter, as letting go, as now you're in a new chapter. Feel those feelings. Be real with them. Be authentic. See how your life has evolved since you released all those things that no longer serve you. And see how you are now a truly a different being than you were just last season. You have grown so much. You have quantum leaped. So spring energy is all about the new opportunities because when you step into the best possible timeline, new opportunities will begin to present themselves every day. Are you ready to receive them? Because you have to be honest with yourself. Honor your feelings. Allow yourself to feel whatever comes up. Your shadows need light before they can fully be released. I'm going to say that again. Your shadows need light before you can fully release them. You must acknowledge it and release it. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge what's ready to be healed, bless it, and let it go with love. So it's very important to trust yourself and trust your intuition, because spring is also about truth, our soul's truth. It's about shaking off the stagnancy of winter and allowing our authenticity to fully bloom. The seeds we planted in the stillness of the colder months, now is the time to nurture them with faith, trust, and aligned action. Your intuition, your inner knowing is loud right now, but really pay attention. Are you truly listening? Here's how you can deepen that sacred connection with your intuition. Start your day with self-inquiry. Ask yourself, what does my soul desire to expand today? Let that answer arise without forcing it. Your intuition speaks in whispers, not shouts. So move your body with intention, whether it's yoga, which I love, a walk in nature, or dancing in your living room. Movement clears stagnant energy and truly allows you to gain more clarity. So speak your truth, even if it's just journaling your rawest thoughts and feelings, even if it's just a small boundary that you set. The more you honor your voice, the stronger your inner guidance becomes. Align with nature's rhythm. Spend time outside. Feel the earth beneath you and notice how nature naturally expands without resistance. You are nature. You are meant to grow. You know, the trees don't think, hey, I'm growing right now. Hey, I need some water. I'm growing. Hey, you took some of my water. That's not fair. I want that water back. The trees don't do that. The trees shine. They show up. They receive the energy from the sun. They receive the energy. Truly, they connect with each other. They collaborate. They support each other. And they give. If one tree is struggling, the other trees connect with the roots and support it. And that's just a fact. That's how beautiful nature is. And you are nature. You are truly connected to the collective field of consciousness. You're connected to all of it. So step into your fullness. Step into your expansion, to your expansive energy. When you truly step into your expansive energy, you make things much more grounded. So I want you to choose one thing today that aligns with your expansion. Just one. Maybe you finally send that email you've been holding back on. Maybe you speak your truth in a conversation that truly matters to you. Maybe you invest in yourself, your learning, your healing, your business, your joy. And after you take that step, pause and acknowledge it. Breathe it in. Feel the shift. Because when you honor even the smallest expansions, you're signaled to the universe that you're ready for more. So this past season, like since January, I've been showing up every single day on social media. I've been tripling my new clients. I've been receiving so much divine, intuitive downloads and uploads. I like the word uploads better than downloads, because we are one with the universe. So we are mini universes. So when we say upload, we're actually taking what's inside us, we're bringing it out. Instead of saying download, like something's missing and we just have to receive from above into our body, which is great because I receive downloads from the angels, from the goddesses, from God. But I like saying uploads because it's already in me. And if I'm connected to God and the angels and I'm already connected to the cosmic universe, that means it's uploaded into my awareness. So it's everything in my subconscious mind. Everything's already in me that I'm revealing. I'm revealing it all. So this past season, I got a few meditations published on Insight Timer, and I got my first track on Premium on Insight Timer, which is a meditation app. And that's something I really wanted to do. But if I didn't record it and if I didn't put it out there, I wouldn't have got that accepted. And then I got already the Amplify Love Retreat in the Niagara Now newspaper, where we raised $1,000 funds and donated to a charity. And I also got just last week published in Yahoo Life about Reiki, talking about how Reiki helped me. When I first started Reiki, I had so much anxiety because I grew up as a broken child and I had a life full of anxiety, like walking on eggshells. And Reiki truly helped me release anxiety. So I have like a little paragraph in Yahoo Life, and Also, today, I spoke to this lady who does event planning for Tony Robbins. And I love this because I met her back in like 2015, 16, 17, 18, when I used to do volunteer work. And Spirit just led me to write her. So I wrote her last month. And today we had a call and we spoke for 2 hours. But if I didn't send that email, if I didn't say, hey, you know what? I would love to connect with you. It's been a long time. I wouldn't have had that call today. So I am gathering divine connections, energy. I'm putting myself out there. I'm receiving new clients. I'm updating my website continuously. I'm growing. I'm evolving. I'm learning. I'm planning a co-creation of an international retreat with some fellow sisters. So like life is planting so many seeds in my cosmic womb, and I am nurturing it. I'm inspired by it. I'm taking inspired action. I'm listening to myself and seeing, hey, what do I truly desire? And how can I expand this? Where can I carry expansion in my life? Is it in my business today? Is it in my friendships today? Is it in my health today? And sometimes there may be two categories I want to focus on in one day. Maybe it'll be one category I want to focus on one day. But every single day, I take that step in the right direction. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you trusting yourself enough to take that step and to let go. And you'll see that the universe is going to speak through you. The universe is going to speak to you, maybe through songs, maybe through movies, maybe through dreams, maybe through a connection, maybe through a client, maybe through your friends, maybe through a family member. Pay attention. And when you pay attention, you will see how divinely led you truly are. So remember, the spring equinox is a portal, a moment of pure potential. The world is blooming, and so are you. Trust yourself. Expand and step forward. This season is your invitation to grow, not into someone new, but into the fullest, most radiant version of yourself. So thank you so much for sharing your sacred time with me, for being here today, for allowing yourself to pause and listen to these words of wisdom. I am being led to show up here in my Amplified Love podcast. I'm getting a lot of emails from people. Like I got like 20 emails from people talking about, hey, let's collab. I want to be having a guest on your podcast. I'm representing so-and-so, so-and-so. And the emails sound like the same. I'm not sure if it's the same person pitching so many different people. But to be honest, I haven't been interviewing people. I've only interviewed one person, and that was like in December. That's my friend. So I haven't gotten to that stage in my podcast where I want to interview people every single week. To me, with my mind and with everything, like right now I'm recording this at 1 o'clock in the morning. I listen to my intuition and I take inspired action. Sometimes I record 2 episodes in 1 month, sometimes one, maybe 5. But I just listen. And right now I'm being inspired. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's almost spring equinox. Tomorrow's going to be spring equinox. So for those that are emailing me and saying, hey, I think you need so-and-so there and so-and-so, please know, don't take it personal if I don't respond to you. It's just that I am not interviewing people. And if you really saw in my podcast, I haven't done so, you'll know not to take it personal. And also, as I wrap this up, one good book I'm listening to right now is called Let Them by Mel Robbins. That has really helped me transform my life like so much. I didn't realize how much of a people pleaser I was and how much I really, you know, felt the hurt and pain of like, oh, my family did this or that, or, you know, like worry of, oh, what are they going to think about this or that? I didn't know, like, even though I do my inner work and I'm like always growing, there was like 5%, 10% of me that was like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't do this because so-and-so. And that book has transformed my life. I'm like, hey, those people are not my responsibility and I don't need to take it personal. That friend wants to walk out of my life because she thinks this about me. Okay, go. Bye-bye. I don't beg for friendships anymore. I don't need someone to be my friend. I don't need someone to be my family member. I don't need anything. I have everything I need. I'm whole. I'm complete. I'm sovereign. Those that are supposed to be my life or meant to be my life will be in my life. And those that leave and they don't want to be my life, then they're not meant to be my life. So the Let Them has truly helped me be okay with how everything flows, because at the end of the day, what truly matters is how you feel inside, what you are embodying and who you are and what are you showing up in the world as? Are you showing up in the world as your pure source power? Are you showing up in your wholeness, in your glory, in your magic? And are you being authentic? And guess what? Every single day is an opportunity for you to grow. Every single day is an opportunity for you to shine and show up even more. And you're not the same person you were last week or last year. I know I'm not the same person I was last month, let alone last year. I've grown so much since then. And what I love about it is that the universe takes some people out of my life and brings new people into my life that's even deeper and more meaningful. And this is a year 9 in numerology. So full completion, truly letting go of the old. So if you're going through a dismantlement of your soul, if you're going through so much changes, remember, all these changes are happening for you because the universe knows who you are and the universe is listening to your heart whispers. So what I say in my yoga classes, just imagine your heart has a happy face. Speak from your heart, listen from your heart, and witness from your heart. And when you do that, your life is going to become so much more delicious. So trust yourself fully. Sending you so much love. Thank you so much for being here, for taking time to listen to this episode. If you resonate with this, please share, please subscribe, and please send me a DM with any questions you'd like me to cover for the next episode. Thank you so much for being here. I love you. I see you. And until next time, keep expanding, keep trusting, and keep walking your sacred path. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. Until next time.